following recording consists of several parts. It includes the recording of this year's Daf Yomi, followed by a brief review, which allows you in a few moments just to go over the Daf, and then it continues on with the same Daf in the previous Daf Yomi cycle, which of course has a completely different ambience and a whole different group of people that are in attendance. You can use that for Chazora if you wish, and you may actually prefer the ambience of the earlier Daf. Maseches Tzvachim, Daf Nun Zayin, and we begin on the next to the last line on Nun Vav Amud Bet. So yesterday we learned about Bechorim, Maaser, Pesach, and we learned that they all require Matandomim Keneged HaYisod. And we learned that their Matandomim is with one Matana. So the part that it's one Matana, we understand, comes from Rabbi Yossi Aglili, who learns it out of the Halacha of Chelbam and Damam, to be marbe by the story of Bechor Shor and Bechor Kesem and Bechor Eis, also the din of Pesach and Maaser. The problem is, how do we even know by Bechor itself that there's a din of Keneged HaYisod? Amar Ravi Eliezer comes along now. Really, the Gersa apparently should be Rabbi Elazar. Atya Zrika Zrika Meola. Since the whole din of the of not shvicha, but that it's zrika dafka, is learned out of the Bechor, the Mam Tizrok, the lashon of zrika appears by an oila, and an oila we know needs to be done keneged hayesod. How exactly do we know that the oila needs to be done keneged hayesod? Yechtiv el yesod mizbach ola. Remember the famous drasha that we went through in the Torah Kohanim, word by word. So the din of Yesod Mizbech HaOlah, we ended up understanding that that is a lima to all types of karbonas that are brought there, including the Olah itself, even though it doesn't say by the Olah itself, the din of Shvicha Shirai. But Yesod Mizbech HaOlah is Chova Shetunei Yesod. This Olah Chova requires Yesod with Shvicha. Ooh, wait a minute, hold on. Now you're opening up a Pandora's box over here. If you're ready to learn out Zrika from Olah, so then Zrika means Shtei Matanot Shein Arba. Why are you only learning out the din of Yesod HaMizbeach for similar to Shvicha Shirayim? Maybe let's go straight to the Matanot of the Olah. The Matanot of the Olah, besides the din of Yesod, and besides the din of Shvicha Shirayim that we learn from over there, there's also Zrika. It's true, we learn out that it needs to be Keneged HaYesod. That's how we know not to put it on that southeastern corner, southwestern corner. Okay, that's how I know that. Not all of the matanot, but let's learn the number of matanot. So, ma'ka malhalan shtei matanot shein arba, afkan shtei matanot shein arba. Omar Abaya, you can't learn out the number of matanot. Because what's the makor of the number of matanot? The lashon of saviv. So, saviv, we learned out, how could saviv be done bezrika? So by definition, it's not possible. And how can saviv be bezrika if you can't even put it in a corner that doesn't have a yesod? So from there we learned out, it must be that it's zrika on the corners, and the blood splashes on all four sides by putting on a two corner. That's the word saviv. Now that word saviv appears by the Chatas as well. So if the halakha of saviv is a din in the zrika of dam bichlal, and what do I have to say it both by Chatas and by Yoyla? That becomes now the normative netina. However you do it, is saviv. So therefore it becomes shnei ktuvim habaim ke'achad. And shnei ktuvim habaim ke'achad, ein melamdim. Says Mar, but remember, not everybody agrees to that. Ein yikal leman yorma ein melamdim. How about if you hold leman yorma melamdim? Ma yikal lemeimar. Well, you forgot, by Asham, it also says Saviv. What do we need three psukim for to tell me Saviv? Have a Asham Shlosha, Shlosha Vadai, Ein Melamdi. Now remember that the only way to say that Saviv is extra in this sense is by recognizing that if it only had said one Saviv, we would never would have said this. Because we know that the Saviv is completely different. What we learned specifically, the halachas before, that it needs to be by Chathas, it needs to be Pisuk Matanais, and Araba, the Saviv there doesn't mean what Saviv means here. The Saviv by the Oila means something completely different. What are you telling me? It says Saviv by both of them. Each one of them teaches me. Either it teaches me Ama Elach, Ama Elach, I mean, whatever, but each one teaches me the dinim that are appropriate to the particular carbon that it appears in. So Tosis explains over here, it's only because of the repetition of Saviv. It's not that it says once Saviv. It's one of the jury stressing the element of Saviv, which could have been applicable to anything. And if that's the case, so then it comes out to be Shnei Ktuvim or Shloshak Ktuvim, Abayim Ke'achad. The next piece that we had, this is a beautiful story. Mamish, a beautiful story. How do we know that Bechor, that is Nechal HaKohanim, is Nechal L'Shnei Yomim V'Layla Echad. That's what it says over here, that the Shona with the Be'achilatan, first of all, the Bechor is Nechal L'Kohanim, but it's also Nechal B'chol Nechal L'Shnei Yomim V'Layla Echad. It doesn't say that anywhere. How does the Mishnah know that? That's the question. So Minayin L'Bechor Shnechal L'Shnei Yomim V'Layla Echad. Shnei Yomar, Uvisaram yiyelacha kechazei atunufach v'shokei yamin. So this Bisaram, that's said about Bechor Shor, Bechor Kesev, Bechor Eiz, Uvisaram. Uvisaram yiyelacha kechazei atunufach v'shokei yamin. Where does it say chazei atunufach v'shokei yamin? Ashlami. So therefore, kishor hakatuv v'chazei v'shok shor shlami. Why is it? What's the comparison? It shall be to you like the chazei v'shok. Who cares? Like the chazei v'shok. You're telling me I'm giving you a matana, no? So it should be to you, yelach, kichazeh atufah, kishok hayamin is absolutely unnecessary, unless it's a hekesh. Mashlami mechal and mishnei yamim alayla echad, so we know that's by definition the din is, shnei yamim alayla echad, af pechor, mechal and shnei yamim alayla echad. Now, lemaisa, the development of this approach, actually occurred as a lovely story in Kerem V'yavna. Remember that the whole Amida of the yeshiva in Kerem V'yavna, which was the whole story prior to the Churban, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, the Bakosha, Sper Yavne v'Chachameha. So Yavne saw itself as laying down the Yisodot of Binyan the Covenant. It's called Yavne's Roshin Yibaneh. So what they would do is they gathered all of the Eidos, that's where Besachet Idiot came from, that all of the things that we have in Kabbalah, Lachamar Shemitzina, the various Shmois, should all be Misudorot. And they came to be Mavara, the Iker Limudim. But you see, what's amazing is we knew the din. We always knew the din. There was no question how long to eat a Bechor. I've been eating Bechors for 500 years. I mean, how long to eat a Bechor? The question is, now that we're coming to construct the overall structure of where the Torah puts each and every one of these points, so we need now to go back and look to, how did we know that? It's not that we have no idea what to do. Well, we know what to do, but where does this fit in now in the overall structure of Torah? And remember, ultimately, that's what the Mishnah comes to do. The Mishnah comes to take all the isolated items. Everybody knows, but how do you know what you know? It's really the question.
How could it be about locus if I say Avodah?
Yeah, okay, that's, first of all, the Gross says that the machlokes comes because there were indeed different approaches.
At the time of
In other words, let's say there's different types of tefillin, that's because there really are different types of tefillin. Right. That's why he didn't put on tefillin or rabbeinu tam. That's why you don't have any different types of tefillin. Every shaman had a completely different, it's the same thing, not necessarily mock. No, the same thing like with Makom or Shor B'Yossi, they would eat bread, they would eat chicken. I mean, with milk. That's not a question. There's different approaches. But the Shaila is where we have a normative approach here. Well, there was no question. Nobody was arguing about how long. But how do we know that that's the case?
But we said that the Mishnah functions in the same way.
That's what Mishnah is. It's Seder. It's coming to put now each thing in its place. Sidrei Mishnah. That was the whole idea. So they came into Kerem V'yavna, and they raised the question. So Zushe Ladish Allah Lifnecha Chamim Bekerem V'yavna. How do we know the din of Bechor? Bechor L'kama Necha. Stands up Rabbi Tarfel. It's Necha L'Shnei Yomim V'Layla Echa. Fine. Now there was a new coming Talmud over there, and they thought he was PJ. You know, it comes in for the first time. They don't realize what a great man he really is. You know? So they figure they'll treat him like a newcomer. See, just to come that day, see, he plays like, you know, a Tamimistika guy. Oh, boy. Watch out for those Tamimist-looking Talmud, you know. And his name was Rabbi Yossi Aguili. So he asks very innocently, Amar lo Rebbe minayin lecha? Ah, Rebbe sees a sweet kid, Beni. Let me tell you, I'll explain it to you. It's very simple. Shalomim or Kachim Kalim, and Bechor is Kachim Kalim. So why should Kachim Kalim be different? Rebbe, that sounds good, but I have one question. I mean, why can't we say that a Bechor is a matana l'kohen and a Chatas V'Asher is a matana l'kohen? So if Chatas V'Asher is eaten for Yom Echad, why not compare a Bechor to the Chatas V'Asher? Af Bechor l'Yom Echad. Oy, says Rabbi Tarfa very patiently, my dear child. Nidon davar mi davar, v'nilmo davar mi davar. You have to work out what things are really comparable. It's not so simple. You pick things out of a hat, you know. So really, the way to look at it is like this. A shalomim is not at all similar to Echatas and Anoshim. Echatas and Anoshim is coming to be Mechaper Alachit. And Ashlomim is not coming to be Mechaper Alachit. So it makes much more sense to say that just like the Shlomim is Nechol Mishnei Yom V'Lai Lechad, it's a pure gift. So Bechor is Nechol Mishnei Yom V'Lai Lechad. Amarlo, now already starting to get a bit uppity. Yes, I think you're right. We shall learn Davar Midavar, and we should learn everything Yilmad Davar Midavar. But how about if the Davar Midavar goes like this? A Chatas and an Asham are Matan Alakohen, and a Bechor is Matan Alakohen. Now you say, but it's not comparable. Ah! How about throwing in this additional piece? A chatas and an ashram can never come with a neder and a nedava. And a bechor never comes with a neder and a nedava. But a shlomim comes with a neder and a nedava. So you're comparing, well, it's a gift. It's a pure gift. Hold on a minute. Pure gift. Can you give it as a gift? No. So it isn't a pure gift. So there are other karbanas that are given to the kohanim that you also can't give as a gift. It's a very strange gift if you can't give it as a gift. So therefore, maybe it would make more sense. Rav Tarfon's starting to get nervous now. Maybe it would make more sense to compare it to the non-giftable gift of the Chatas V'Asham and say that it's only eaten liyom echad. At this point, poor Rabbi Tarfon gave up, and Rabbi Akiva jumps up to take his place in his stomach, Rabbi Tarfon. So Rabbi Tarfon realized that he had just been shut up. He was nishtat. So Rabbi Akiva gets up to try to salvage what's left of the coven. So Kofatz Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva jumps in to try to save the day. So he tells this upstart, Harehu Omer, does it not say in this pasuk, Uvisaram Yelecha? So here it says, Vsaram Yelech Kechazeh Trufa Uvishokayami. So that means that it was compared. Now we're getting close to the limba that we started with. But look what it took till we got there. So apparently, it's very simple, my dear son. Hikishana katuv lechazav eshok shoshomi. Ma shlamim neechal shleyomi v'layla echad. Av bechor neechal shleyomi v'layla echad. Amar lo, now already he's taken off, you know, his jacket, he's put on his boxing shorts. So he says straight out, okay, you're makishit lechazav eshok shoshomi. That's nice. I'll tell you where I'm makishit to. I'm makishit lechazav eshok too. Except I'm makshet the chazav shok of a totem, which is also eaten liyom echad, not l'shnei yomim v'layla echad. Which means if we're going to start fighting again about whether it's more likely to compare to Taito, more likely to compare to shlamim, we're back to my previous argument. So you haven't added anything. In other words, what is it more similar to? You want to button it? You want it to start with that other guy did the nidan davar midavar and all of that. So we have a hekesh. Why don't we go to the chazav shok of the Taito? Well, we're going to get to that.
Don't call him
that. No, it says, I thought you were asking, no. It says Chazav Ashok. It doesn't say which Chazav Ashok. It just says Chazav Ashok. So therefore, I say, if you're asking further, wait. So, Ma Toda Nechel of the Yom V'Layla, Av Bechor Nechel of the Yom V'Layla. So Rabbi Akiva says, well, as far as that's concerned, you have to look at the end of the pasuk. It says, Uvesaram Yelach Kechazeh Atnufa, and then absolutely, inexplicably, it repeats the word, L'choyiyye. Does that make sense? Yielach ke'ex, L'choyiyye. Well, if you said Yielach, so what are you telling me, L'choyiyye? Obviously, if you're telling me L'choyiyye, you are matam alam L'choyiyye. Hosif ha-katuv havaya acheret. It's coming to tell you an additional yiyye. I gave it to you once for one day. I'm adding an additional yiyye for you. 2 days. And therefore, I mean, I wouldn't sell it to anybody else for this price, but for you, it's L'choyiyye for 2 days. Anyway, of course, the story immediately made the rounds. They came and told Rabbi Shmuel the whole mice that happened to Beis HaMidrash. So he says, well, go back and tell Rabbi Akiva he's wrong. So Nemru Dvarim, Lifnei Rabbi Shmuel, Amar Lehem, Tzu'u Vimru Lo Rabbi Akiva Ta'ita, you're off the wall. This is completely wrong what you said. You should never have given in to him about having the option of learning it out from Taida, and then you need the L'choyiyye to add an additional Havaya. There was a brilliant answer that you missed. You couldn't compare it to Taida. Because how do we know the din of Chazav Ashok by a Toda? Does it say Chazav Ashok by a Toda anywhere? No. But since the Torah calls the Toda of the Toda Zevach, Toda of the Shlamim, Imal Toda Yakrivenu. This is Zevach Shlomim. Imal Toda Yakrivenu. Way back at the beginning of the Masechta, we had the fact that the Torah subsumes the Dinim of Torah within Shlomim. So that means the entire halacha that there is such a thing as a Chaz V'Shok by a Toda is learned from the Hekesh to Shlomim. It's a Dover Alamit Behekesh. If it's a Dover Alamit Behekesh, how would it possibly be the Makor of the Hekesh of a Bechor? That Kechazei HaTerufa, it would have to go back to the primal Chazei HaTerufa. Primal Chazei HaTerufa is Shlomim. That's what you should have told him. You would have pinned him against the wall and that would have been it. Knockout. Instead, you start up with these extra psukim. I don't know, what are you doing, man? So therefore, you did it all wrong. You had no way of learning it the way he was trying to learn it. That it means, with this whole business, with the extra pasuk, with the Todah, should never have given in. Kaloshan HaRishon, you should have learned it directly from Shlomim. Now, obviously, we've got a problem here. What exactly are they arguing about? I mean, L'chor Rabbi Yishmael is absolutely correct. This now Rabbi Yishmael is saying this limud that Rabbi Akiva was using for something that was ridiculous because we never needed a limud. So what does he think it means, the L'chor? Before we get to what they're arguing about, what is L'chor? According to Rabbi Yishmael, Hi L'chor Yeh my Yovid Leh. Ah, says Rabbi Yishmael. Tell me, what's the din of a B'chor Balmum? Does the owner get to keep it since it's not brought to the Mizbeah? Or even if it's not a korban, it still goes to the Kohen as a gift. You know? I know. From where? From here. The Lachoy Yeh is an additional gift to the Kayani. So it's adding, first of all, Yeh Lach Kechazei HaTerufa. That's, of course, only if it's kosher. To have a Kechazei HaTerufa. How about if it's Bamun? Even so, Lachoy Yeh. That's the point of the Lachoy Yeh. Shalom Matzino B'chol HaTerah Kula. Where else does it tell us the halacha of what the din of the Bamun? That is a primary halacha. That's what you use a pasuk for, man. Not to expand on something you don't need. Yes, of course. And indeed, how does Rabbi Akiva know that? If he needs this L'chor Yeh to add a putative extra day, which according to Rabbi Shmuel wasn't needed, so Yeh L'cha, he learned, what does he learn it from then instead? Yoliflei, from that old standby. Bisaro lo ne'amar, elo bisaram. Now, bisaram, I don't agree with the lima that bisaram can stomach Pesach and so on, that I know from elsewhere, as we recalled earlier. But it also doesn't mean bisaram just of B'chor. Sure, B'chor Kesef, B'chor Eiz, which is all one thing. It's got to be adding something new. It's adding Yechatam, Yechat Balmum, B'soram. You get to eat that meat no matter what, whether it's been brought as a carbon or not. Whereas Rabbi Yishmael, remember that Rabbi Yishmael's approach in Kol HaTorah Kula is Dibrat Torah K'Lashon B'nei Adam. So if you have a series, new, you're saying, but, I mean, it's a series that's not meaningful in terms of the halach. What's the difference if B'chor Sure, B'chor Eiz, or B'chor Kesef? It's all the same thing. Says Rabbi Yishmael, but nonetheless, people speak that way. And when you have a list of things, B'chor Shor, B'chor Kesef, B'chor Eiz, people refer back to the list as if they're separate B'chorot. So B'saram of those B'chorot, despite the fact that obviously if you think about it, you understand that it's a conceptual issue, which is then being applied as a single conceptual issue to Shor, Kesef, and Eiz. But on the simple level of the expression of the Pasek, you refer to it in the plural. A B'chor Shor, a B'chor Kesef, a B'chor Eiz, as if it's a different thing. That doesn't get to teach you anything. So all it means is mi b'saram d'hanach b'chorot kamar, for whatever we spoke about before. Now, obviously, Rabbi Akiva was perfectly well aware that Chazei HaTenufa was a Dovah HaLamed B'Hekesh. I mean, that's the most obvious comeback. Anybody in his room would have come back with that against Rabbi Yossi Aglila. So, I mean, he doesn't miss a move like that. You know, we're talking about chess masters here. So what was the explanation? It's got to be a brilliant conceptual issue that they're arguing. And this is something you also should come up with on your own. When we're learning it out, Misram Yelach Kechazei HaTenufa, and he comes and says, that means a vateda, which is good for a day. If you would come back and say, now wait a minute, the din of vateda is learned from a shlomim. Couldn't he look at you like you're crazy? What do you mean a din of vateda? It's learned from a shlomim. Excuse me, but how is that possible? The din of vateda is bedafka, not learned from a shlomim. Because if it was learned from the shlomim, then it would have been eaten for 2 days. You yourself are agreeing to me that it's eaten for 1 day. So it can't possibly be that it's learned from the shlomim. So what would you answer? The answer, okay, but the din of the Chazeh HaTenufa existing by a Torah is learned from a Shlomim. Hey, buddy, I wasn't coming to learn anything about the fact that the Chazeh HaTenufa exists by the Torah. Excuse me. That's just a reference point. That's not teaching. Are you teaching me something about the Chazeh HaTenufa here? Nothing. You're simply using it as the reference point for what I'm trying to compare it to. Fine. Is there a reference to a Chazeh Terufah by Torah? Yes, but only as a... Fine. You know what? I don't want to learn anything out of that Hekesh. Thank you. You're right. I would never think of learning out of that Hekesh. But is there a reference to a Chazeh? Is there such a thing as a Chazeh Terufah by a Torah? Yes or no? Yes, but... Yes, thank you. Now, the din that Chazeh Terufah is eaten for one day, does that have anything to do with a Shlomi? No. Where do you know it from? Toda. Primary or secondary Liman? Gulp. Primary. Okay. So then, here you are. We're back to where we started from. That is called Heimenu V'davar Acher, where I use a limud for a reference, but the Iker limud, I require a limud in the very issue that I'm learning. So yes, I learned the Hekesh to tell me that there's a Chazeh Terufah by Torah. That's all very nice. But the din that I'm trying to learn out, I require information about the Torah, not about the Shlomim. Is that called Eino Chozer Melamed Behekesh or not? Or is that not called a Hekesh? It's called a combination. It requires the use of the Hekesh, but the information that I'm deriving, I need to derive from within the context of the Lima that I'm learning from. Maybe that's not a problem of Eino Chozer Melamed. That, in fact, is the Machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Akiva knew that he couldn't get Rabbi Yossi Aglili on the basis of claiming that Eino Chozer Melamed, because he would immediately have come back with a countermove. The countermove was, who says that that's a Hekesh? That's not a Hekesh. I'm learning out of the Din of Teda. I'm not learning it out of anything learned from Shlomim. So you're saying, but the fact is that the reference is to the Chazeh HaTenufah that's learned from Shlomim. But I'm not learning out the dinim of that Chazeh HaTenufah, you see. I'm learning the dinim that were taught to me by a Teda. So he couldn't have answered that in his mind to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yishmael was ready to fight on that basis, that the actual halacha of Ein Hekesh Chozer Melamed Behekesh means you can't use any information given to you by Hekesh to be Chozer Melamed, even if that's not the fundamental thing that you're learning out from. Okay? Now that's very important. Let's see that inside. So what are they arguing? An S to the Gemara? Ramayakamiyafli, what is the machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yishmael conceptually based on? Mar Savar Heimenu V'davar Acher Havei Hekesh. Rabbi Shmuel holds, if I'm using information on the Hekesh, even though additional information has been provided in the actual dinim primarily, that is to say, the din of Achila L'Yom Echad by Teda is provided primarily within the Sugyev Teda, nonetheless, it's still called Hekesh. You can't use it to teach to anything else. Therefore, he had what he thought was a fatal answer for Rabbi Tarfon, for Rabbi Yossi Aglili, as to why he's wrong. There's no way you can learn it out from the Teda. However, Rabbi Akiva held that that wouldn't have been a good answer, because it's not a Hekesh, since it's a men of a davar acher. That's not called a Hekesh. Now, once we get to this question, we can now look around, because heck, it sure seems like we've had a lot of places where we're using information that comes from a number of different mikorot, including Akasha, and we've applied it elsewhere, despite the fact that normally we wouldn't have applied a Dovra Laman to be Malameh. Let's ask from some of those and see whether that backs the contention of Rabbi Yishmael, that nonetheless, even though it's a man of a Dovra Acher, it is considered to be Akash, or the contention of Rabbi Akiva that it's not a Hekesh. Ask the Gemara.
Is it rejected on the basis that there were Lama and Lama?
They should have been, but they weren't. So Bishlama, the Mandyama Lohavi Hekesh. If you hold that this is not called a Hekesh, which is Rabbi Akiva's opinion, then the following limud makes sense. Remember back on Yom HaKippurim that we learn how to do exactly the same thing in the Hegel, Achas Lamala, Sheva Lamata, to the Dam HaPar, Achas Lamala, Sheva Lamata, of the Dam HaSoyer, just as we did in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. The Pasuk goes on to say, Ken Yasela Olmoy, do the same thing when you go out, do the same type of Azoya Achas Lamala V'Sheva Lamata, and do it on the Parochet as well. There's a little bit of a problem in that. Because when we learn Achas Lamala V'Sheva Lamata in the first place, truth is, it does not say that anywhere. It doesn't say it by the Dam HaPar, and it doesn't say it by the Dam HaSoyer, because all it says is by the Dam HaSoyer V'Hiza Oto. That's all it says. It doesn't say a number. V'Hiza Oto Al HaKaporet. Now, oto means once. Doesn't say sheva at all. The only place that it says sheva is by the par. Over there, it says, vizaba etzba'o lifnei hakaporet yazeh sheva pa'mi. Now, the thing is that we put the two of them together, and we say, okay, because there's a hekesh. Vasa et damo kasher asa l'dam hapar. That means that the Torah is comparing the dam hapar to the dam hasoyer. So if it's comparing it, why does it say the sheva by the par and the akas by the sayer to tell me that both of them require two separate ways of facing the dam, akas lamala and sheva lamata, which is meduyik in the pasuk. But that means that the dinim of the par the sayer itself is learned out from a hekesh to each other. Now when the Torah turns around and says, to do the same thing, v'chein yasel ol moed, that's another hair. So now you're gonna do to the ol moed what you did to lefnai v'lefnim, combining through a hekesh the dinim of what was said by the par and what was said by the sayer. So you're now going to apply one hekesh to another hekesh. So now...
doesn't sound like
Hekesh. No, the Chenya says a classic Hekesh. Hekesh
sounds like just the Pasuk telling
you that. To tell you to do the same thing. That's what Hekesh is. Just like Kasher Asar Kenya said was Hekesh. That was the Yikr Makor of Hein Alamad Min Alamad. The din that a par v'soyer of Yom Kippurim both require achas amal of a shev amata is learned from the fact that the Torah makes a hekesh to the par, from the par to the soyer. Kasher asal a par. It's exactly the same kind of din, right? So if I said, damo kasher asal adam, okay. So if that's the case, when the Torah comes along and says, same thing you did in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, v'chein yaseh l'ol mo'ed. What does that mean? Do the same achas lamata v'shev lamata. But the problem is, you only know achas lamata v'shev lamata from the original hekesh of kasher asa ledama seir ledama par kenyaseh. So we have two hekeshim. We're applying one hekesh to the other hekesh. So if you hold that hemenu v'davar acher is not considered to be a hekesh, then everything is okay. This is not a hekesh in the sense of being a problem of kozum alamid behekesh, because I'm using some of the data that is given directly in each one. It's just that you're saying, okay, but you need to know that it's together. Okay, but then I'm learning lemaisa from hemenu v'davar acher. But Rabbi Shmuel says you can't even learn where it's hemenu v'davar acher, since each one of these, the par, needs to know the sayer, but it also needs to know the par, says Rabbi Shmuel. So what? But the bottom line is you're bringing in information from a hekesh. So who cares if it needs to know the par too, and the sayer? The par needs to know the sayer. So who cares if it also, and the sayer needs to know the par? So I hold, Rabbi Shmuel, that this is nonetheless called a hekesh, and that's why you should have gone back and told Rabbi Tarfi, you can't do that. And Rabbi Akiva says you can do that, it seems from here that Rabbi Akiva is absolutely correct. According to Rabbi Shmuel, how could the Torah tell us the halacha of giving achas lamala v'shev lamata on the paroches, just like it was done towards the kapores? What do you mean? It's enochos umalamit. So therefore, bishlama, if you hold, says the Gemara, that it's not a hekesh, that explains how you can do tishem shemaze lefnai v'lefni. How, just as we would do, but we only do on the basis of hekesh, that we give sheva lamata and achas lamala midama par, kach mazebecha, uchashem shelefnai v'lefnim, just as inside, in front of the Orin Abrit, we do achas lamala v'sheva lamata midama sa'ir. So too we do in the Hecha. But if you hold alibel l'Rabbi Yishmael, that it's havi hekesh, ma'ikel amimah, what are you going to do then? Answers Rabbi Yishmael, what are you talking about? We're not learning the same thing at all. A hekesh learning from a hekesh is only, we're comparing the same issue. So if the Torah would have told me a new din in the par v'sayer, and it would have said, add to the par one matnat dam while you're standing upside down and spitting wooden nickel. It would have said, okay, then you're coming to teach me the dinim of the par and the dinim of the sayer. I'm no longer discussing the dinim of the par, the dinim of the sayer. Did I mention anything about the par for sayer? No, not that I noticed. All I mentioned was, Kein yaseh b'ol moed. So what am I comparing? I'm comparing the ol moed to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So you're saying, okay, but I mean, you only know what happened in the Kodesh HaKadoshim from a hekesh. So that's not the din of any hekesh kozer malamid behekesh. It's a different topic, completely different topic. We're talking about, and what happens in the Hecha? Who cares how it is that I know what happened in the Kodesh HaKadosh? So that's one possibility, that a eno chozer umalamed only applies in a case where the chozer umalamed, fact, where the chozer umalamed, where the chozer umalamed is coming back to teach you something about the parva soyer. I'm not teaching you anything about the parva soyer. I'm teaching you how to treat the parochet. Treat the parochet the same way you treated the Bein Abadim. That's all. So whatever it is that I know about Bein Abadim, why can't I apply? It's mikomoto de gemiri me'adadim. Now, if you don't find that persuasive, there's another possibility. No, it's irrelevant that it's a hekesh, because I'm not using a hekesh to teach about the same issue. You're certainly not telling me any information from a hekesh can't be applied. There's no such halacha. You say, I can't go back and teach from this hekesh about the same issue, obviously. I'm not even discussing that issue anymore. What Parva Sawyer? Who Parva Sawyer? Did I mention anything about Parva Sawyer? Well, you're talking... Don't tell me, well. I wasn't discussing a Parva Sawyer. No, it's just not considered to be Chayzer Malanit. Or, Yivayit Eman, there's another possibility, if you don't like that one. The Yivayit Eman is Chutz Mibifnim B'chada Zim Nagom. It's all learned out at one time, not Chozer Umalamid. In other words, the Torah says, Achas Lamala, with the Sawyer. Sheva Lamata, with the Pi. Fine. Don't tell me that I need Achas Lamala for Sheva Lamata. I don't know that on each of them. I know I need Achas Lamala by a Sawyer, and I need Sheva Lamata by a Pi. I now know that I need to do that also in the Hecha. Now, if I know that, then when I compare the two animals to each other, they're being compared simultaneously in whatever universe they exist. Lifnai v'lifnim, in the Heichal, whatever it meant, lifnai v'lifnim, to talk about Shev l'mata v'chazamala, is what it means here. That's not considered to be chayzer umalamed. Each one is a primary limud. Are we agreed that it exists in the Heichal the same way that it exists in five of them? In the raw data exists, just the raw data. Okay, fine. So if that's the case, when I understand the implications of that raw data through a hekesh, that's not called big chayzer malamed. That's a primary hekesh. That is applying as if it's exactly there. That's Rashi's approach. Tosfos says that can't work, and he brings a number of rayas from the previous sugyas where we could have said exactly the same thing. And nonetheless, we always said on them that a hekesh is not chayzer malamed the hekesh, despite the fact that they were also capable of being parsed in this fashion. Let's first give the primary halacha and then define what it is. So Tosfos, therefore, the Reed gives a completely different explanation. He says that each one of them, let's say we take the Achas Lamala. Achas Lamala is written by a Sawyer. That din is being applied to all Pari, right? No, in other words, when we apply the din of Achas Lamala, we're going to learn it not for one or the other. We're going to use that limud on both of the Par and on the Sawyer. Because once the Torah has told you these are not meant to be separate things, fine, okay, they're not separate things. The way to understand Achas Lamala is that it's in conjunction with the Sheva Lamat. That's the point. So I don't learn that out here. The Torah says, take that same Achas Lamala, not that same Achas, that same Achas Lamala, and apply it outside. How am I applying it? All of the Dam that I'm bringing outside requires Achas Lamala. When the Torah says, take the Sheva Lamata and apply it outside, how do I apply? Everything that I bring outside requires Sheva Lamata. So that means that is primary. That's the point over here. That's why it's all learned together. We're learning it, whether it's the Par or whether it's the Sawyers, the Dam applies together. Okay, there's other approaches as well. But in any event, we could see here the fascinating details, which I don't want to go into too great a depth, the fascinating details of how to define the nature of the specific limud from a limud to a lamad. Now, okay, I got another problem. Let me ask you another question. Bishlam laman diomar, this should say lo have a hekesh. If you hold that it's not considered to be a hekesh, which is Rabbi Akiva's approach, then we have another fascinating issue that seems to require this. Haino dechtid mimoshvotechem taviu lechem tinufa. Look, the Torah is talking about over here, b'shtei lechem an atzeret, I'm sure. So it says, before that, v'hikraftem, and then it throws in the words, taviu. Why do I need this taviu? I mean, obviously, if I'm supposed to be bringing it, so then it's taviu, right? What is that taviu coming to tell me? The taviu is coming to tell me, kol sha'ata mevi mimakom acher, areyu kizet. Anytime that you're going to bring chametz, it has to be brought like this. There's only one other place that we bring chametz, and that is the lechem that is brought together with the tadav, is lechem chametz. 25% of the lechem that is brought together with the todah, as we'll see later on, is chomet. The other is matzah, like we learned before, revucha is matzah, chalei is matzah, and then we just have the revucha. All of that is matzah, it's not allowed to become chomet. But we also bring it on together with chalot that are chomets. Now, how much do we bring? How big is this matana of the lechem chametz? We learn out from the shtei halacha that it has to be similar to the shtei halacha. So just like by the shtei halachim, it says shnei esronim, and that shnei esronim is shnei lechem. So that means you bring an isaron for each challah. So when you have 10 challot by the Torah, you bring an isaron for each challah. Says the Gemara, but wait, how do you know that? Maybe take the total. The total is shnei esronim. Take a total of shnei esronim, except over here, split it into 10 chalot. But how do you know that it's supposed to be an isaron for each chalot? So it's a fifth of an isaron per chalot. Put together 10 chalot, you have shnei esronim. How do you know not to learn it like that? Talmud Omar, therefore, the Torah teaches us, solat tihiena chametz teyafena. Tihiena is to tell me the whole thing together. Has to be equivalent to this. And therefore, it's coming to teach me that each one is the equivalent challah of the shtei alechem challah. So the two challahs, two esronim, 10 challahs, 10 esronim. That's how I learned it from there. So lamadnu asara lechamet. Fine, that teaches us 10 esronim for the lechem chametz.
Isn't the Lashon Rabba of the
Diana? The Gemara goes through that, actually, in my limude, but it's not over here. My limude. So how do we know this now for the chametz? The matzah, rather. We now only know the chametz takes 10. There's three different types of matzah. How much is given for those three different types? Talmud Lomar, therefore, when it says, al chalot lechem chametz yariv korbano, when it says that by the Zevach HaTodah, and it said three different things, chalot matzah, revuchei matzah, and rikikei matzah, they are brought al chalot lechem, to teach me that they're the same. That is to say, neged chametz havei matzah. Whatever you brought for the chametz, which was a total of 10, bring for the matzah, a total of 10. Which means that we've got to get 30 different lechems, three different types, out of 10, one-third per lechem, as opposed to one per lechem by the chametz. Okay? Okay. Now, this is only supportable if you hold that Hemen of a Dover Acher is not a problem. But if you hold Hemen of a Dover Acher is a problem, then first you're going to be learning out the fact of what you need to bring per challah when it comes to the Lechem Chomet, that you learn out from the Hekesh to the, from Taviu to the Din of Shtei Lechem, and then you're going to apply that Hekesh with the other Hekesh of the Chomet should be Al, Lechem Chomet should be therefore the same, Lechem Matzah should be the same, which means that you're learning out one Hekesh from another Hekesh. Now, the only way out of this problem is to recognize that the information of how much, how many challahs you need to bring, which is what we're really also learning out to the Lechem Chametz. We're not learning out the din of two esronot. We're learning out 10 esronot. The way we know 10, that's a din that's given in the actual information about the challahs lechem of the Torah. That does not come from the din of the shtei lechem. In which case, it's a men of a dover acher. How do we know it, by the way, when it comes to the dinim of the lechem, that there's supposed to be 10? Is because the din of trumat maaser. We learn out from the loshen that is found by trumat maaser. Just like trumat maaser, it's echad me'asara. So too over here, it would be the same din of echad me'asara. Echad mikol korban, since the Torah says bring one of each korban, and we know that one by the lechem chametz. It says bring one. Yeah, by the Taita. So by the Taita, we know bring one out of 10, because it uses the same lashon by Trumat Maaser. Trumat Maaser, if you would bring one, it would be one out of 10. So if the Torah says to bring one, it's obviously bring one out of 10. That's the makar, that there are 10. That is a primary din that is learned not out of the shtei lechem. That's learned out of the Taita itself. Albeit with a Gezeirah Shavah and so on, but that doesn't matter because that can be Chayzer Malami. So that, for all intents and purposes, is a din in the din of the Taita. Now you want to say, okay, let's compare the information that we have that was taught about those 10 that we learned out from the Shtei Alechem, which is one Isaron per Challah. And now let's say, oh, the Torah compares the Chometz to the Matzah. So the Chometz is 10, the Matzah is 10. And the Chometz is 10, I know from where? From, oh, the Shtei Alechem. Isn't that a Hekesh? So if you tell me that that's called a Hekesh, you're in trouble over here. But if you have like Rabbi Akiva will say, this isn't the Hekesh. Because it's true that I'm comparing it to one element, but it's all based on primary information that's given right here, directly in the context of the limud from the Taita itself. It's not only based on what I know from the Shtei Alechem. So it's a men of a davar acher. So isn't this another example of the same thing? El Alaman de Omar Havi Hekesh. My Ikalamema. What are you going to say if you hold like Rabbi Yishmael? Says the Gemara. Well, excuse me, what Hekesh? I don't see any Hekesh. Oh, where's the Hekesh? You're telling me that Taviu comes to teach that I should compare this to Koma Shatamevi, that his Chomet is compared to the Shtelech. That's not how I understand it. I understand Taviu is a Ribui, meaning I'm coming to add to this halacha, the chometz that is brought with the lechem todah. To view, bring this there. Not compare this to here. This is a primary ribui. That is, it's true, it may come in a different sugya. That's not called a hekesh. That's a ribui to add the din of isaron perchala directly to the lechem todah. And therefore, I don't have, it's the equivalent of writing it directly in the sugya of Lach Meitaida. It's not that, oh, and how much? Let's compare it to the Shtei Alech. No, let's not compare it to the Shtei Alech. Let's note that the Torah told me to bring Isaron Lechala directly. Where? The word Taviu. But the word Taviu is in that, so it's not talking about that. It's obviously Eino Inyan for that, because I already know it over there that it's Taviu. Therefore, it's a primary Ribui and not a Hekesh at all. Okay, the last thing that we learned in the Mishnah was that the Pesach is only eaten at Chatzos. So I want you to look back in the Mishnah and note something strange. HaPesach eino nechal ela balayla, ve'eino nechal ela at Chatzos. Now, there were a number of times that we mentioned eating things only at Chatzos. Look in the previous Mishnah. Take a look on every time that we mentioned Ad Chatzos. Take a look at Nun Dalet Amud Beis. Take a look at Nun Hei Amud Aleph. Nechal Yom V'Layla Ad Chatzos. B'chol Ma'achal Yom V'Layla Ad Chatzos. Now, over here, all of a sudden, when it comes to the Pesach, we repeat. It's Nechal only V'Layla, Ve'eino Nechal Ela Ad Chatzos. Now, that's a little bit weird. Why is that? Okay, so this is what really the next Gemara revolves around. So if we ask as if we're already aware of this problem, we're going to see that the naive reader is not aware of this problem. So now the Gemara asks, so who would have authored this Mishnah to say, Ad Chatzos? Says Rabbi Yosef, well, it's got to be Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is the man de Omar who says, the Tanya Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omar Nemar Kan Balayla Hazeh. Does it not say to eat the korban Balayla Hazeh? Yes, doesn't that word Balayla Hazeh sound familiar? Absolutely. Now, what did the Makat Becharot Balayla Hazeh mean? Oh, so too, when it says Balayla Hazeh, it's got to mean Atchatzot. Amarlo Rabbi Akiva, how could you say it's only eaten at Chatzot if it says v'kacha toklu oto v'achaltem oto b'chipazon? Tell me something. At midnight, is anybody in a rush? No, because they were already told you're only going out in the morning. So what's the big rush? You can yawn, you can rest. What's the big rush? B'chipazon. Therefore, b'chipazon has got to mean that it's eaten until the shat achipazon, which is the morning. Why then, you'll ask me, says Rabbi Akiva, so why mention Balayla Hazeh? For an obvious reason. Name me one other carbon that you cannot eat on the day that you bring it. Go ahead. I dare you. Because there's no such animal. So therefore it has to say Balayla Hazeh to teach me that as opposed to every other carbon, you cannot eat it on the day that you bring the carbon. You can only eat it in the night following the korban. That's the point. So Balayla Hazeh, I'll tell you why. Sheyachol, if it wouldn't have said Balayla Hazeh, it'll be like any other korban. You call HaKadoshim, Hande Echalim, Bayom. Tamadoma Balayla, only Balayla. Balayla, it's Nechal, and it's not Nechal Bayom. That's the point. So now comes along the naive question, as by Abaye, and what makes you think that when it says Ad Chatzos, it's different than the Ad Chatzos that we've been mentioning in every single case, which only meant that it was a Drabonon, Ad Chatzos. Everybody agrees that it's Ad Chatzos, but Drabonon say, Mi'ikra Din, we disagree with you, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Of course, you're allowed to eat it at Shat Chipazon. Nonetheless, Drabonon were, catch fox, Drabonon were geyser, in order to make sure, laharchik et adam in avera, to eat it only at Chatzos. In which case, bing, in which case, tilt.
In which case?
Tilt.
Tilt? Oh, tilt, okay.
In which case, it may mean exactly the same thing over here. So it said inside. Come on, look at the Mishnah. Why does the Mishnah say the Eino Nechal Ela Ad Chatzot? What's this Ela Ad Chatzot? Just say what you said before. Say the Nechal Yom V'Layla Ad Chatzot. Say Nechal B'Layla Ad Chatzot. What do you mean? Two separate statements. Eino Nechal Ela B'Layla. Eino Nechal Ela Ad Chatzot. Obviously, you're saying that there's two separate criteria, both on the same level, meaning that they're both Dioraita. Ke'atam Ahatam Dioraita. Afka Nami Dioraita. A beautiful Raya to exactly what Rabbi Yosef claimed, it can only work out at Liba the Rabbi Yosef and Azariah. Hadron alach ezeo mikoman. Kotshe kadashim shishakom barosh ha-mizbeach. That's the question. Is the top of the mizbeach sofein, doraim, or nowhere? Ha-bechor ve-amaser ve-pesach kotshim kalim shchitatan bechol makom ba-azara v'daman ta'un matana achat ubevad shiten keneged ha-yisod. Shina Bakilatan, Abakor Nechalakoanim, Vamasel Koladam, Venechalim Bakola Ir Bakomakal, Shneyamim Valailakat. A Pesach, Eno Nechal Ela Balaila, Veno Nechal Ela Atrazot, Veno Nechal Ela Minuyav, Veno Nechal Ela Tsami. Mantana, Ombre Christo Biosia Glili, the Tan Biosia Glili Omer, Helbolo Neamar Ela Helbam, Damolo Neamar Ela Damam. Limeid al bechoru ma'aser v'pesach shete'uni matan damim ve'imurim l'gamim mizbeach. And how about keneged yisod minolon? Omar Rabbi Eliezer or Elozer should say at yazrika zrika mi'ola. And the ola gufa minolon? Tichtiv el yisod mizbach ola. Limeid al olat chova shete'una yisod. Ah, if that's the case, why not go all the way and say just like the ola shtei batarot shein arba. So to the Bechor, Shabishtei Matanot Shein Arba, Omer Abaye, why do you think the Torah needs to repeat Saviv Be'olah, Saviv Be'chatat, that yields Shnei K'tuvim Abayim Ke'achad, Echol Shnei K'tuvim Abayim Ke'acharei Belandi. Heini Echol Amandi Omer Eim Melandi. How about Amandi Omer Melandi, Ma'ikol Amena? Ah, Havi Asham, where also it says Saviv, Shlosha K'tuvim, Shlosha Vadayi Eim Melandi. HaBechor Ne'achal Lekonim, Tanu Rabban. Minayin lebechor shenechal shenayomim v'layla, shenamru v'saram yiyelach, kechazeh ha-tumfah v'shok ha-yamim, hekisho ha-katuv l'chazeh v'shok shal shlomim. Ma shlomim de'echal l'shenayomim v'layla echad, af bechor de'echal l'shenayomim v'layla echad. V'zo she'ela nishala lifnei chachamim b'kerem b'yavne, bechor l'kama ne'echal, na'ana rabbi tarfon v'yomar l'shenayomim v'layla echad. On that day, Rabbi Yosef Lishmo, Ambarlo Rebbe, Minayin Lacha, Amalo, my dear child, Shalomim Kachim Kalim, Ubachor Kachim Kalim, Mashlamim Nechal Mishleyamim Valaylachad, Av Bachor Nechal Mishleyamim Valaylachad, Amalo Rebbe, Bachor Matanalakoin, Vachatat Vasham Matanalakoin, Ma Katat Vasham, Leom Valaylach, Bachor Leom Valaylach. Amala, well, you see, my boy, it has to go like this. You need to be nidan davar midavar, and we have to be loimeda davar midavar. I mean, just like the shlomim in boyin al chait, of pechorin abo al chait, now, once that's established, ma shlomim nechal and shleyomi v'layla echad, av pechorin nechal and shleyomi v'layla echad. Amala, Rebbe, I think that's a good idea. Nidon davar midavar, v'nilmo davar midavar. Chatat v'asham, matan alakoyim. Bechor matan alakoyim. Now, chat es v'ashem, ein boim b'nerev v'nedava. Af bechor einu b'nerev v'nedava. Okay, that yields the following. Ma chatat v'asham, nechalim, leyom echad, af bechor nechal leyom echad. Kafatz Rabbi Akiva, as Rabbi Tarfon was fainting away, v'nistalek Rabbi Tarfon, omar lo hareyu omer, uv'saram yielach, ikishana katuv l'chaz v'shok shlomi. Ma shlomim nechalim shleyom v'layla echad, Av pechor nechal shneyam v'alay lechad. Amar lo, well, you are makishit v'chaz v'shok shal shlomim, and I am makishit v'chaz v'shok shal todah. Ma todah, and by the way, there's no more Rebbe and there's no more B'ni Yomod. Ma todah nechalit neyom v'alayla. Av pechor nechal leyom v'alayla. Amar lo, hareyu omer, uv'saram yelecha, Shein Talmud Nomar, Yelacha, I mean, Lakaiye, rather. What, it already said Yelacha. What's this additional Lakaiye? Ma Talmud Nomar Lakaiye, Osifa Ketuva Vaya Acheret, Bebekor, to give you an extra day. Go tell Rabbi Akiva, you're all wrong. Ta'ita. So you should have just told him. It couldn't be a reference to the Todah, because then that would be a Dover Alamed Be'ekesh. Is it Dover Alamed Be'ekesh? Because of Alamed Be'ekesh? Ha'in alechali don de lashon ha'acharon, to learn from the Todah. Ela b'lashon nishon, to learn straight from the Shlamim. Rabbi Shmuel, what indeed does he do with Lachayyeh at the end of the Pasuk, which is totally repetitive? My Yavidlein, he says that. Comes to tell me a Bechor Balmum is a Matana Lakoin. Doesn't say that anywhere else? No, it doesn't. And Rabbi Akiva, how does Rabbi Akiva know that? He says, what says Bissaram? Lashon Rabim. Exploring both the Tam and the Balmum. And Rabbi Shmuel, no, that just means Bissaram. Of the above listed Bechorot, meaning Bechor Shor, Bechor Kesef, Bechor Eiz Ka'ama. Now, what's really the bottom line of the Machlokis of what he could have or should have told Rabbi Tarfon? So, B'maika B'flike, clearly, Rabbi Shmuel holds, look, even though it's a men of a Dover Acher, because the din of Yom Echad is said by Toda, not by Shlomi. So it's primary. But since it requires the Hekesh of Chazer, the Chazer Vashok, which isn't said by Toda, so Mamela, it's a Hekesh of Dover Acher, but it's still a Hekesh. Whereas Rabbi Akiva says, no, he would have simply come back to me and told me that's not called a Hekesh. So Bishlam Laman Yom Rabbi Akiva holds it's not a Hekesh. That explains how we can learn out the Achas Amana V'Shev L'Mata in the Heichal from the Hekesh of Chen Yatzel La'ol Mo'ed. Meaning, Kishem Shemaz L'Fnai V'Lefnim Achas Amana V'Shev L'Mata Midam Apar Kach Meze Be'Heichal U'Kishem Shelifnai V'Lefnim Achas Amana V'Shev L'Mata Midam Asoyer Kach Meze Be'Heichal. Fine. But if you hold that the very fact that I know Achas Amana V'Shev L'Mata is a Hekesh, then I won't be able to cause Malami Behekesh. Ma'ikalamema. Well, either I could tell you, we're not being cause Malami, because at this point we're only learning the Kamot, who the Gamri Me'adadi. I could tell you that. Or, Ibaitim, I could tell you that this is one time limud on both simultaneously. Chutz Mifim, Bachadazim no de Gamri. Bisham Lamandi Omar, Lo Avi Hekesh, it should say. What is the comparison to view that there's a general hekesh? Anywhere from chametz, mimakom acher, would be the same din as over here, just like we have a din of yisaron lechala by the halacha of the shtei halechem. So too, afkan, where we have a din of chalot chametz, by Torah, it has to be the same. Just like here it's Yisroel Nechala, but it's Te'elechem. So too, here it's Yisroel Nechala. Wait, why not say we should look at the total? Mala Alam Bet Te'elechem, it's Shnei Asronim in total. Afkan Shnei Asronim, as divided by 10 Chalot, which remain a fifth per Chala. Tamud Lomar Tihiena. Okay, so now I know Asara Lechamit. How do I know that the total of the flour that's brought for the matzah is also just 10. The matzah minayin, Talmud lomar, al chalat lechem chametz, comparing the chametz to the matzah. So neged chametz have a matzah, since there's 30 that need to be brought for that 10. So each one is a third. But according to the Bad Yomar, that it is considered to be a hekesh. So ma'ikala me'ma, we're learning it out from something that has already been learned out from a hekesh to shtei alechem. No, it's not a hekesh. Taviu, says Rabbi Shmuel, is an extra word which is a straight out lima directly to the din of lachmi toda. Okay, pesach in echal ela at chatzot matana omer Reb Yosef Reb Elozer ben Azariah the Tanya Reb Elozer ben Azariah omer neamar kan b'layla ze. How do you explain the fact? Ad Shatri Pazom, it was only in the morning, in came Mata Manoma Balaila Hazeh, because otherwise I would have said, Yochayeke Kola Kotashim, that is certainly eaten in the day that you bring it, plus the following night. Tamud Omar Balaila and only Balaila Tzecha, and not Bayom. Amalei Abaya, what makes you say that we're referring to Rav Elazar ben Azariah, which would mean Ad Chatzot is the Oraita? How do you know it's not going according to anybody? And just like it says Ad Chatzot by all the other cases in this parak, where it was only eaten during the night, it was also Ad Chatzot min Rabbanan Larchik Adam and Avera. Because then why did the Mishnah split it up? In an Echal Ela Balayla, in an Echal Ela Ad Chatzot. Clearly, these are two similar criteria. That's the point. Ki hata ma'atam diorayta, afkanami diorayta. If Laila is diorayta, Ad Chatzot is diorayta. Hashem came by the other Mishnahs, you'll notice, that it never does that. It just says, Balayla Ad Chatzot. What the Ad Chatzot is, could be a limitation to Rabbanan of what the Laila. But if you repeat it to be similar to the Laila, then that means it's exactly the same as a diorayta.
Following is the dot from the previous Daf Yomi cycle.
Okay, we're holding Rabbi Say on Daf Mizayin Amid Aleph, and we're up to the two dots. Habachor Ne'echal Lekohanim. Next case that we had in the Mishnah was mechalek between the types of achilas of Bukhor, Meiser, and Pesach. And it has one of those dinim that tells us that Bukhor is eaten only to Kehanim as opposed to Meiser and Pesach. Tana Rabbanan, minayin lebukhor shenechal shneyomim v'layla echad. Now, the differences extend not only to whom, but also when. So that the Bechor is eaten like a Karban Shlomim, but Pesach is only eaten until Chatzes. But how do we know that a Bechor is eaten as a Karban Shlomim? How do we know that Bechor is Nechal, Lishmei Yomim V'layla Echad, Shneimar, Uvsaram Yelecha Kichazei HaTzmufa, V'sho Kayanim? It says Beferish in the Pasuk, when it's giving the Maton of the Bechor to the Kayanim, that the boss of the Bechor belongs to you, Kohanim, in exactly the same way, it shall be treated as the chazeh atrufa nishok hayamin, which means that beferush kishar katuv lechazeh v'shok shlamim. It's telling me that it's similar to the chazeh v'shok, just like the shlamim, including the chazeh v'shok, is ne'achalim l'shnei amim v'layla achad, av b'chor ne'achal l'shnei amim v'layla achad, and that settles it apparently conclusively. Now, the truth is that there was a very interesting background to this question in Karen B'Yavna, because Rav Yossi Aglili, we spoke about Rav Yossi Aglili Shita yesterday in Darshan Chelbam, to tell me the halakha that the zrika of a Pesach is an actual zrika as opposed to a shvicha from Damam Yishafech. So that Rav Yossi Aglili had an interesting historical sidelight the first day that Rav Yossi Aglili came to Yeshiva. This was the day that he came to Karen B'Yav. So the Gemara tells us that Zusha Elan Nishalal is Nechachamim B'Kerem B'Yavna, that they asked in Kerem B'Yavna B'Khor L'Kama Ne'echal. What is the din of Achilas B'Khor? So Rabbi Tarfon stands up and he says it's clear that the Achilas B'Khor is Lishne Yom Evalayla Echad. Now Hayasham Talmid Echad Sheba the Beit HaMidrash Techilah, Rabbi Yosef Aglili Shmo, there was someone there who had just come to the Beis HaMidrash. Omar lo, so he asked Rabbi Tarfon, Rebbe minayin lecha? Omar lo, b'ni, let me explain it to you, my entire king. Shlomim are kachin kalim, and b'chor are kachin kalim, so it makes sense that if shlomim nechol v'shneyami v'layla echad, av b'chor nechol v'shneyami v'layla echad. Hashtes to my king. Says Rabbi Yossi to him, well, no? In Karen B'Yavna, they didn't speak Yiddish?
Yeah.
My goodness, I was Oh my, that's like saying that Yavram Avinu didn't wear a yarmulke.
Yeah.
Oh my, like, ready. And so, the newcomer says to him, I think I understand, but I have a question. B'chor matana l'kohen. Hachatas v'arkim is also a matana l'kohen. Maybe we should compare the matanot l'kohen to the matanot l'kohen. So just like Hachatas v'arkim is only eaten the yom v'layla, maybe a bechor should be eaten only the yom v'layla. I, says Rabbi Tarfon, my poor naive child, let me explain to you. Nidon davar mi davar v'nilmad davar mi davar. First you have to think what is something similar to it. Then you can come and you can learn it out. And if you would really think, you see, you would understand. So I'll explain it to you. Look, ashlamim einan bo'en alachet. And b'chorz einan bo'alachet. Since, does it make sense, my dear child, to compare it to a chatas v'asham? We compare it to ashlamim. Just like a shlamim is nechon l'shneyamim v'layla echa, av b'chod echa l'shneyamim v'layla echa. Oh my Lord, Rebbe, I think I understand. We're supposed to first figure out what it's similar to and then learn it. Let me see if I can get this straight. Nidon davar mi davar v'nil ma davar mi davar. Okay, I would say like this. A chatas v'asham is a matan l'kayin, and a b'chor is a matan l'kayin, and there's other similarities. A chatas v'asham, you can't make a neder than a davar. A b'chor, you can't make a neder than a davar. A shlamim, you can make a neder than a davar. And a shlamim isn't. So I'm just thinking that maybe if we think about what it's more similar to, maybe it should be more similar to a chatas v'asham. When you come to think of it, I mean, as you've taught me, so a b'chor na'alam v'layla echa. At that point, Rabbi Akiva jumps up, he sees that Rabbi Tarfon's about to be defeated by this newcomer. Rabbi Tarfon gets the heck out of there. Nostalgic Rabbi Tarfon, I give up, this kid is too much for me. So Rabbi Akiva takes over. So he says to him, look, I don't know what your deal is. The deal over here is very simple. I mean, it says beferish in the Pesuk, u'besarami yelecha kechazeyatu v'ashashol kayamin. It says beferish. What's over this talk over here? Hikishana katub l'chazav eshok shlamim. The Torah says beferish. Has the same thing as the cause of a shlok, just like the shlomim and echol and the shnayamim v'layla echad, of a chorid mechal and shnayamim v'layla echad. And I hope that settles it for you. Omarlo, so he says, well, no, I'm not sure about that. Atah, he kashto v'chazav eshok shel shlomim. Now you say that when the prophet says chazav eshok, it means the chazav eshok of a shlomim. Well, it's possible, but I was thinking that maybe we should be makishit to the chazav eshok of a Torah. And after all, I mean, if you have a choice to be makish l'kula, or to be makish l'chumra, it's supposed to be makish l'chumra. But the chazav v'shok of a toda is only nechal at the yom v'layla. In which case, the b'chor should be compared to chazav v'shok shel toda, and it should be only eaten for a night. That's what I was thinking. So Rabbi Akiva says to him, well, you'd be right, actually, you see. But you left out something. Because why did the Torah have to say, uvisaram yihyelecha? What is yihyelecha? Just tell me what the din of the basar is. The basar is uvisaram kechazer hashok, and that's all. What's uvisaram yihyelecha? She'ein tamadomer yihyelecha, ma tamadomer yihyelecha. Ah, hosif hakatuv havaya acheret bivchor. Therefore, what the Torah is trying to say is take this in an expansive way. Yihyelecha beyond what guys like you might think. That it means only kechazer v'shok of a teda. And to tell me that it's like a shlomo. Well, he didn't have an answer for that, Rabbi Yossi. And so they told him, this became already a very interesting story, I mean, you understand. No, Rabbi Yossi didn't have an answer for that. So they told over the story to Rabbi Yishmael. Kishenemru dvarm nefnei Rabbi Yishmael. Amar lahem, he told the people, told him, sir, imrulo l'akiva. Go tell that Akiva guy over there, the Talmud. Taisa, you're wrong. That's not the answer. You should have told him. The answer you should have told him was much more straightforward. You didn't need the pasuk of Yelecha. As a matter of fact, the pasuk of Yelecha comes telling something else completely. What you should have told him is like this. Todami hekamamda. Where did you know that the chalal there is a din of chazav eshok v'toda at all? There's too much concentration there. Where did you learn that there is a din of chazav v'shok? Because it never says anywhere by the Teda. It's interesting. The only thing that the Torah says about a Teda is that you're supposed to bring lechem with it. In which case, it's really a dovar yotzeh ben haklal. I mean, it's a, so how do you magzir it lechloloi? Okay, so the Maisa, you have to learn it out from a hekesh. That the Torah compares, as we saw earlier in the Masechta, that the todak shlama of a Teda is compared to shlomim. Okay? So it means we know from the Hekish Bichlal that there's a din of Chazav HaShok. No, So now you want to apply the din of chayda b'shorka b'tayda to the halakha of the bechor. Excuse me. Therefore, you should simply have said to him, if the Torah is coming to compare now the butzer, that it should be like the chaz of a shulk, you should have told that newcomer, the upstart. You tell him you couldn't learn it from the Torah, you would have had to learn it from the Shlamim. And you don't need the Yelacha for that purpose. Ooh, that's interesting. So what does Rabbi Yishmael actually do with this Yelacha? Hey, Yelacha, my Abidle. What does he say you do with it? Oh, he says, Rabbi Yishmael, that Yelacha, that's in the most kosher Chidusha. Yelacha comes to teach me that a Bechor Balmum is given to a Kohen. Shalom Atzinu, Bechor HaTorah Kula. Did you ever hear such a thing? Lamaisa, normally when a Kohen is given something from a Korban, he doesn't own the Korban, he gets a gift out of the Korban, right? So the Bechor is given to the Kohen. And the Torah says, Damam should go on the Mizbeach. And the Besaram Yelacha, I mean, that sounds like a tip, you know, like the Chatas, you know, you bring the Dam of the Chatas, then the Kohen gets the Basar. Same thing with the Bechor, except that the Bechor is Shlomim, like a Shlomim. No? But if the Bechor is never brought on the Mizbeach, who's to say it should go to the Kohen? Now therefore, having Yelacha under any and all circumstances, even if it's a Balmum, it's yours to eat the way you want. Okay, now that's a tremendous Chiddush. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Akiva, how does he know it? Since he needed this Yelacha for some reason to answer the upstart, where does he know the din that you're supposed to give a Bechor to a Kohen even if it's a Balmum? Well, he says, that's why it uses the word Bisaram. Why does it say Bisaram? Why doesn't it say Ubisaro Yelacha? So Bisaram comes to tell me, Yachatam Yachat Balmum. And Rabbi Yishmael, Bisaram doesn't mean anything, my friend. Because what was the Bechor talking about? Ach Bechor Shor and Kesev and A. So you're talking about three types of Bechors. If you're talking about three types of Bechor, you talk about the Lashon Rabim of those types of Bechors, what it means. In other words, any Bosser of any of the above types of Bechors are given to you, but how can you use that to tell me that it means even a Balmum? Now, B'maisa Mifrage, L'maisa, I mean, Rabbi Akiva certainly doesn't argue on the clause. We proved it very clearly with two Pesukim. That a Dovah Alamed Ba'ekish is not Chazer Malam Ba'ekish. So why did he say that to Rabbi Yossi? Why did he need to use the Yelacha and get this whole complex limud? He should have simply said what Rabbi Yishmael said. I'll tell you why. Because the question is whether we view something which is learned Heimenu Vidavar Acher, if that's called a Hekish or not. Now that's not so poshut. For instance, the situation over here was that we said, well, we don't really know that there's a din of chaz of a shok by Toida at all if we hadn't compared it to Shlomi. Very nice, fine. Now you know there's a din of chaz of a shok by Toida, yeah? The din of chaz of a shok by Toida, what's the way it works? How does it work? Does it work with being eaten for 2 days or for 1 day? Well, I mean, it's like a Toida, it's only eaten for 1 day. Aha! So you didn't really learn the entire halakha of chaz of a shok out of Shlomi, did you now? The question now is that having established that the halacha is yom echad, the laila she'acharav alone, whether we could still call that a hekesh, the tzachos of land of the hekesh, because essentially what we've done is we've absorbed the halacha into the dinim of teda. Now we're learning it out of teda, really. Not, I mean, yes, we also need the hekesh, but certainly not directly a hekesh to another lima. Now there we have a machlokas. Rabbi Yishmael says, well, look, I mean, it boils down to it, it's still a hekesh. So you can't use it to tell me. I mean, you need the hekesh. If you need the hekesh, you can't use it to tell me some other halacha. Rabbi Akiva says, no, that's not true. The din of Ein Lamad Melamed, by Kutchin, is only when you're actually taking directly a limud from one thing, you're applying it to another thing, and then applying it to a third thing, in the steps. But over here, I'm not doing that. And therefore, Amen of Adavar Acher, lo havi hekesh. So I couldn't have said to Rabbi Yossi, I couldn't have said, well, you can't do that because you're learning out of a hekesh. I mean, I know what he would have said. He would have said, well, I'm not really learning out of a hekesh. I'm learning out of the din of Achilas Teda, which is part of the din of Teda directly. It's not part of the din of Shlomim. The fact that the Torah refers over here to Yelacha, that Yelacha kechazeya tufar kishoka yamin. I think he's saying it back. There is the chazeh v'shoka of a Teda, isn't it? What do I care how it's learned that there is such a thing. There is such a thing. Fine. Now, am I learning out that there is such a thing as a hekesh? No, I'm learning out the din of achila.
Where's the din of Archila coming from? From Taita, not from Shlomim. Of Lailayaka, Yom Velailayaka. I said, so why is that a heckish? So I couldn't have said that answer to him. He would have slapped me across the face with it. That's all I would have needed was to start up with him. So therefore I came along with this other Limud of Yelaka, which answered him. Now, Bishleim Alaman Derma Eloha the heckish. Now, wait a second, because it's some very important implications over here. You see, we do seem to have a habit in other places of approaching a Hemenu V'Dover Acher as a non-Hekesh. For instance, I mean, if you hold it's not a Hekesh, then that would explain the following. We know that we learn out in Yuma from the Pasuk of Achen Ya'aseh Ohel Moed. Let me just give you the background over here. As you know by now, we have 42 or 43 Matanos, depending if we do the Tarovis for the Mizbeah, on the Matanos of the Par V'Sar Shiyom HaKippurim. We have the Achas Lamala, the Sheva Lamata that's done Lifnai V'Lifnim Bein Abadim, and then we go on, we do the same thing towards the Baruch, that's Achas Lamala, the Sheva Lamata, and then we go to the Orein, and we sprinkle four times around, and then on the Tiara Shal Mizbeah, very complicated Nesiv. Now how do we learn all of that out? So it's fascinating that it really doesn't say by any one carbon, it doesn't say what to do. As a matter of fact, it just sort of says the lashon of a double matana in both cases. It said, al pnei hakaporas kedma, vili pnei hakaporas yaza sheva pamim, from which, al pnei hakaporas kedma, which we understand means lamala, but it doesn't say how many times come up. But it does say, lifnei hakaporas sheva pamim. So that's by the power we learn out seven times lamata. We still don't know how many times by lamala. By the sire, it says just the opposite. And by the sire, it says, vihiza oto, al hakaporis vilit ne hakaporis. Now the oto means one. So the achas lamala is explained by the Sawyer, but it doesn't explain at all what's done lamata. What we do is we learn them from each other. We say, well look, if the Torah said the sheva lamata by the par, and then it said the achas lamala by the Sawyer, then we understand that that's the reference one to the other. So we give the achas lamala of the Sawyer also to the power, understanding that that's what was meant by lifnei hakaporet. And we do the sheva lamata because we understand that's what's meant by the Sawyer, lifnei hakaporet. Good. Now, but that means that essentially the power and Sawyer are both learned from the hekesh of these two karbonets from each other. Yeah? Now, that's lifnei v'lifnei. How do we know to do the same thing lifnei haporoches? That we learn because it says v'chein yaaseh l'ohel moed. Do the same thing in the ohel moed that you did inside of the lifnai v'lifnim in the kodesh hakodashim. Meaning k'shem shemazel lifnai v'lifnim achas l'mala v'shev l'mata midam apar kach mazel be'echal u'k'shem shelifnai v'lifnim achas l'mala v'shev l'mata midam asair kach mazel be'echal. So we now know that we do for both a par and a seyer, sheva lamata, achas lamala, both the bein abadim and in front of the parok. So the problem is that what we're doing is we're learning out the matones in the heikal from the matones inside, but the matones inside we only knew because we were makish the par and seyer to each other, you see. Now if you tell me that Hemenu V'Dover Acher is not called a heikish, okay, this is a classic case of Hemenu V'Dover Acher. I mean, one was said by Sawyer, and seven were said by Par. So we're not, you can't say, well, we're learning the whole thing out of Par, we're learning the whole thing out of Sawyer, what's the other. Each one applies its particular set of halakas to the other. And having done that, we can now apply those halakas to what's happening in the Hekah. But if you're going to tell me, well, it doesn't matter, it's still considered to be a heckish, so then you're violating that fundamental rule. You can't take a heckish and learn it out now with another lima to do the same thing outside. So the Levan Diomar Havi Heckish might eat the lamina. Answers the Gemara, that's not a problem. Even if Rabbi Akiva is afraid, Rabbi Yossi held that, hey, Menevet over Akra is a heckish, it wouldn't be a problem over here because we're not learning out the heckish of a par v'soyer, what is done inside, to what to do to the par v'soyer outside, you see. You're making a mistake. But it's two completely different sets of limudim over here. First, we establish what's done inside, to the two karbonas. You'd be right if the limud would now say, okay, now take those two karbonas and do the same thing outside. That's true. Then it would be a hekesh from a hekesh. But that's not what we're doing. What we're doing is we're comparing the case of what's done outside to the case of what's done inside in terms of the mokum. What matonis need to be given in the heichal? What it says? Kasher kenya teler omer. That kenya teler omer is not a din in the karbonas. It's a din in the place. Therefore, we're not applying one hekesh to another hekesh any longer. We're comparing one makam to another makam. And as far as what's done in that makam, fine, that is however it's established. I mean, we know by adding them up that it's the total number of matanis. So first of all, we can say mikomo sudigmiri me'adadi, or we can say chutz mitnim, but chad zimna gomer. Actually, we're learning out at one time chutz from pnim. And we don't need to go in two steps. Now, there's a number of different ways of understanding this. Rashi says that if you have a type of limud which tells you that whatever is true by A is true by B, having established that it's true by A, we couldn't care less how it's true by A. It is true by A. If it's true by A, it's true by B. Therefore, it's considered to be all one limud, because as I said, these have the same din. You see, in a case where you would be comparing a particular halacha, so you're not saying that a bechor is the same as a teira. You're saying that the bosser of a bechor should be eating the same din of the time as a teira. Now you want to apply other halachas. I mean, you can't do that, because it's not really a comparison to Taita. So having established something, you can't establish it yet another step further. Where you say, however, that something is another form, let's say if the Taita would have said, a Bukhar is a type of Taita. So fine, then what would you say? That because we know that the din of a Taita is to be eaten the Yom V'Laila, so now we need to say, ah, but now you're learning one from the other. You're not learning one from the other. The Taita is the same thing. But that's not the case over here. But when it comes to the Eichal, and it comes to the Flavos, that's one thing. This is what to do. Wherever you're giving the Dom, do it the same way you did it inside. Do it the same way outside. It's all the same. That's how Rashi was. But it's more than a Hekish. It's a total equal. That's what it's saying. It's not a Hekish of a particular day. Now, Tosis points out that we've had a number of cases before which that was exactly the situation. For instance, the Siri Abba Chachabim, we were trying to learn out before. And we made that was the whole thing with Rabbi Yishmael, and he was saying that it's okay in the Dover Lama Behekish, the Rabbi Makaba Chorm, and that whole discussion, where we do say it's exactly the same, or we can't learn out Zikre Shalmei Tzibur from Chatas, even though the Torah compared them, they said it's the same thing. We said, no, because you can't Dover Lama Behekish, you can't learn out the Mech. I mean, where does Rashi get this from? We don't see in the Gemara time as Tosfos that there is a difference between those types of hekesh. Now all of a sudden we've come up with this idea, we never said it before. He finds it very hard to believe such a thing. Therefore, what the Re explains is that actually what we're doing is we're not applying first the dinim by each of the karbonas to what's done inside, but instead what we're doing is we're learning each one directly from the same place. In other words, from the soyer that is echas lamala, we now apply that din inside and outside. That the par with the sheva lamata, we now apply that din inside and outside. That's all. So it's one din that's coming directly from the same place. It's not that first we're establishing what to do inside, and now we're going to establish what to do outside. It's telling you the number. That's how he understands it. And there's also Rabbeinu Peretz, who understands that the point over here is that having established what it is, it's very similar to the way Rashi had understood the Mikoimesh, the Afina Mi'adari, that having established what it is that the Matonis, the Thnim are, we're not learning the Karbonis, we're learning that this is, the Torah has compared these two places being one, and therefore it's the total that we learn out, not the specific halakhas of the various Karbonis. Fine. In any event, it's another way of saying it. So Bishleim Leman,
two things from one thing.
Right. That's right. So Bishleim Leman Diomar Lo Havi Hekesh should say Hanitzav Mimoshvotechem Tavio Lechem Tenufa. Now, okay. Here we also need a little bit of background. And the background here goes like this. There's two places where we have chametz that is brought as a type of mincha. It doesn't mean it's put on the mizbeach at all, but it's brought along as a mincha. One is, of course, the shtei halechem, which again, I mean, we never put chametz on the mizbeach, we'll just present it to the mizbeach when it's eaten by the kohanim. The other is the lach meteda, and the lach meteda consists of 40 different chalos, 10 of which are chametz, 30 of which are matzah, different types. There's three different types of matzah. And what's interesting is that the Torah never says exactly how big these challahs are supposed to be. Now, what we do over here is, we say, well, since it says an extra word, taviu, by the shtei halechem, because it didn't have to say mimoshvotechem taviu, all it had to say was mimoshvotechem, because it says takrivu lechem terufa, so say takrivu lechem terufa mimoshvotechem. What's this? Takrivu lechem terufa, comma, esnachta, mimoshvotechem taviu. I mean, obviously we're going to bring it. So the taviu is coming to tell me that everything that is brought as matzah shall be brought taviu just like these are taviu. Now the question is, now, there it says shnei esronot, right? So shnei esronim for two chalos is one isaron per chala. That means to apply the shear of one isaron per chala to wherever you know other chalos. Now we said over there, but why don't we say that we should take the total and say the total number of esronim for the chalos of the shnei alechem is two esronim. Therefore, the total number of esronim should be two for all the 10 chalos. Talmud Lomar Tihiyena. That's why what we say is, no, since it says by the din of the Teda that you need to bring the 10 chalos we learned from Tihiyena, we apply the din of the particular chalos to each of the 10 chalos. The Gemara goes through in Menachos exactly how we learned out of Tihiyena, but what's important to us is that we now have learned from the Hekesh Teda, Lamadnu Asara L'Chometz. We now know that we know 10 Esronot for the Chometz from Taviu. How do we know that for all 30 Chalas that are left to bring from Matzah, that you still only use 10 Esronot and you don't use an Isaron L'Kol Chala? In other words, the total weight of the 10 Chalas of Matzah, of Chometz, are the equivalent of the total weight of the 30 Chalas of matzah, which proves that matzah is less fattening, which we've said all along, basically, right? So, l'madnu asar l'chomitz, asar l'matzah v'nein, how do we know that there's a total of 10 for the matzah? Talmud lomar, al chalat lechem chametz, which means it now compares all of the above chalas, which are matzah, to bring them al chalat lechem chametz, which means it's comparing them. So neged chametza ve'matzah. Now wait a minute. Now that's a hekesh to a hekesh again, because we're learning out from the tavil, which is matish all chametz lechem to each other, that it should be one isaron. And now we're comparing the total number of matzah with a hekesh to al lechem chametz. So if you tell me yes, but it's not a real hekesh because it's a min of a dover acher, because from the shtei lechem we don't learn out the din of how much that there should be 10 isronim. There's only two esronim by the shtei alechem. We need to apply the din of tiyena by the din of the lechem of the teda in order to arrive at the conclusion that we really have 10 esronim. So we're not going directly from the shtei alechem, and that's not called a hekesh, that everything would be fine. But if you hold, like Rabbi Yishmael holds it, doesn't matter, it's still a hekesh. So l'lamad yamar havi hekesh, my ikel amemar. What are you going to say then? Here it says, beferish not. But that's not the case, answers Rabbi Yishmael, taviu yiteragi. The extra taviu is a ribui. There's the ribui meaning is not, it's not stam, a din of a hekesh. It's marba, something more. And therefore it says, if it wrote in the actual din of the lechem teda, this halacha, not a hekesh. In other words, taviu is saying, apply this halacha here, not because I'm comparing the two dinim, but because I have a ribui to tell me a new halacha in the halacha of lechem teda itself. Continues the mission to say, HaPesach eino ne'echal ela ad chatzos. Now, there's two ways of understanding that. Because every mission that we had until now said about shlamim and about it, wherever we have something that's eaten during the night and ends in the morning, it says ad chatzos. So when it says it by Pesach, we could understand that as being the gezeira. You know, we don't want you to accidentally make it nicer. It's the same thing that we said by the Torah. Or we could understand in this case it means, oh no, the Pesach, the Iker Hadin, can only be eaten until Chatzos. And what does it mean? Omer Rav Yosef, I'll tell you, the mission is going according to Rav Elazar ben Azariah, who holds that Pesach can only be eaten until Chatzos, and he's the source of all of our problems with eating the Afikoman on Pesach and everything. Because he says, Ne'emar kan b'layla hazeh, v'ne'emar la'alan v'avarti b'eretz Mitzrayim b'layla hazeh. Now just like v'avarti b'eretz Mitzrayim, we know, Matas b'cheret without Chatzos, so b'layla hazeh has got to mean Afkatzos, Afkan Afkatzos. Omar lo Rabbi Akiva, how can you say that? It says to eat it fast, I mean, not that fast, Benny. I mean, because when it says chipazon, it means ad shat chipazon. That's the time of chipazon, because we know that we were chipazon yatzanu mitzrayim. And when was that? In the morning, because it says votechumi petach beto ad boter. You're not allowed to go out of the house until the morning. We couldn't possibly have been in a rush of chatzos. We weren't going anywhere. Therefore, the Shatzi Pazon would mean until the morning. Why then does it say Balayla Hazeh? I'll tell you why. Because if Pesach is a normal korban, then when do you start eating it? After you bring the dam. When do you bring the dam? In the afternoon, the very Pesach. So suppose somebody's hungry, he should be able to eat his korban Pesach starting immediately. No, okay, there's a lie there. So I'll eat it whenever I want to eat it, until the morning. So that's why the Torah has to say that no, it's dafka balayla that you eat it, but not to say that you eat it only until the chatzi alayla. Amalei Abaye says, Abaye, well, why is Rabbi Yosef claiming that this is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? And all the Mishnayos said ad chatzos. Why do we have to say Mimai Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah with the Araisa? Who's to say we're referring to an ad chatzos the Araisa? Maybe it's going over here according to Rabbi Akiva. It's going like a Rabbana. And the whole bit is only a din to Rabbana la'aka got him in Adera. It's a halacha, it's of a takana, the way that it was by the Shlamim. Who's to say? Why is he jumping to conclusions like this? Ah, says Rabbi Yosef, what do you mean? Im kein my Ella ad chatzos. By the other cases, did it say Ella? It doesn't say Ella. It says Nechalim ad chatzos. What is it? Ella ad chatzos. So you see that it means that it is limiting the Achila in an etzem, the din of Achila. Now, Rashi says that this is all one teret. There's another girsa that says Ibois Ema Kihasa. Now, Rashi is learning Ella ki hasa. The point over here is that it's being used similar to the other cases. That it's only eaten for lilach, that it can only be eaten al menuyav, it can only be eaten tzli, as opposed to being eaten with kol ma'achal. So that means when it's saying Ella, it's putting it in the same listing, but here are the exclusions. I'll tell you all of the exclusions. Tosfos says, no, there's two very different answers over here. The Ella itself means, the fact that I'm saying this, but, means it's a din in how it's eaten. Then there's another thing. Take a look at the order in which it says the differences. It says Av Chatzos, doesn't say Av Chatzos at the end. It says different things. An Av Chatzos, an Ella Lemenuya. I mean, if Av Chatzos was an add-on to Rabbanan, so stick it on the end. I mean, tell me the special bit. It can only be in Sli, it can only be in Lemenuya. And also, by the way, there's a gezeira also, atchatzos. I mean, you're telling me atchatzos is one of the same halakas. I mean, that means in the same way you can't eat it tzli, you can't eat it in atchatzos. It means it's a diraisa. It's going according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. By the way, you'll notice that by all the karbonas where it says that they're called on the shnei yamim, v'layla ben atayim, we don't have a takana that the rabbanan says stop eating it at afternoon, at noon. So Tosa explains because the nighttime, people are aware that it's approaching. People get the sense that it's almost sunset. It's very bolet, right? Because you see the sun setting in front of you. Dawn, on the other hand, is something that you can easily ignore until the sun has actually risen. So Mamela, there we have to make the takrona because you may come already to leave it to Alois Hashaka. So Imkein Mai Ella, Sod ela kihasam, or like Tosfos learns, vibaisema kihasam. Just like Mahasam diraisa, Avkanami diraisa, Hadron alok ezehu mikorman shel zvachim.
But
you know, we moved it here. We were just getting in. We're going to do that. Then we're going to have another one.
Like Kriya Shema, we say akasha, because you might come. One reason behind the favorite, you might fall asleep.
Yeah, but you can't possibly fall asleep if you know Eliyahu Hanavi is going to pick you up and drag you away. That's not a kach. That's not a kashash over here. Start it. Here you're in the middle of eating. By Kriya Shema, you have to do something you're not in the middle of. Kotche Kadashim Sheshacha Merosha Mizbeach. What's the din of the top of the Mizbeach, Lagabe, the Mokum of Tzofim? Is that a kosher place for Shkita or not? Rabbi Yossi Amakilo Nishkita B'Tzofim. And then we shall see the rest. Amen.